Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen on the inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line in North Platte as the Ravenna Blue Jays battle the Kimball Longhorns in the C26 District Final. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Both teams throwing zone trap up across the timeline over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer left elbow. Now steps up and under with a left-hand floater. It's good. Two buckets here for Techmeyer.
Kimball's riding an 8-game winning streak as they look to make their third state tournament appearance in the last four seasons. Ravenna has made a trip to Lincoln A the last 10 seasons, but had their 5-year run snapped last year. Tonight, they look to start another district championship winning streak. It's the Longhorns and Blue Jays coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're joined Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda live from North Platte High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from North Platte High School. It's time for C26 District Boys Basketball action between the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Kimball Longhorns with a trip to the state tournament on the line here tonight. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as 21-3 Kimball takes on 21-4 Ravenna. And when you're looking at the wild card race, because of a couple of the sub-districts that are out there, this pretty much means they need to win to get in, even though they are number 6 and 7 of the wild card points. You've already got Hastings St. Cecilia hoping to grab one of those, and Southern Valley is ahead of both of these teams, and they are already out. So comes down to Ainsworth in their game tonight up against Hardington CC. And Ainsworth number 1, but a lot of people predict that they may be the underdog in their district final tonight. We'll see how it all plays out as we get ready for high school basketball. We'll look at the starting lineups from North Platte right after this.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Ravenna Blue Jays get ready to take on the Kimball Longhorns. And our starting lineups are brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Longhorns of Kimball, number 5 is a 6'2" senior, Henry Heeg. Number 12, 6'1" junior, Colton Stoll. Number 22, 6'2" junior, Michael Ferguson. The big man, 6'9" senior, Mike Dom, averages 25 points a game, has the school record 41 points twice this year for the Longhorns, and is going to play his ball at South Dakota State. Of course, his dad played for the Huskers and went on to the National Football League. And finally, number 44 is a 6'3" senior, Jake Reeder. The head coach is Bruce Chesvold, assisted by Gene Moore and Luke Dan. They're 21-3 on the season, and Kimball is ranked 10th in the state of Nebraska in Class C2. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 12 is a 5'10 junior, Blake Cremosta. Number 20, a 5'11 senior, Tom Siskowski. Number 25, a 5'9 junior, Kobe Shermer. Number 31, a 5'11 freshman, Jake Techmeyer. And number 40, a 6'2 junior, Brady Standage. Head coach is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Shermer, Randy Bassnett, Wayne Bach, and Brian Duncan. And we'll be back with more after this timeout.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And as always, the starting lineup's brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Well, as we told you, Jake Techmeyer leads the way for Ravenna. Mike Dobb leads the way for Kimball. This is a ball game tonight by all scouting reports that is a difference in styles. You have got the big boy and Mike Dobb at 6'9", with some young guards back there that have struggled throughout the year. For Ravenna, they're not a tall team. They're not as deep as they've been during some of their state tournament runs, but they still put pressure on you. They still want to run. They still want to have an up-tempo ball game. So two contrasting styles tonight as Ravenna gets ready to take on at Kimball, and it should be a heck of a basketball game. We'll find out early on who will get the tempo their way and how the X's and O's change throughout this basketball game. Brady Standage will have his hands full tonight on Mike Dobb, and that doesn't even mean he's going to cover him in the man-to-man, but he is the big post player at 6'2". For Ravenna, giving up a half foot there to Dom. And Dom doesn't just stand inside. He can take it outside. He's not afraid to shoot the three-point bucket. And they may even have to use him a little bit to handle the basketball against the pressure here today. And, of course, fans from our listening area saw Kimball take on Gibbon in the first round of the state tournament last year. Now, it was a long dry spell for Kimball. They hadn't been to state since 1999 before getting back in 2011 when Dom was a freshman, and then they made it again last year when he was a junior. They finished fourth. They lost to Boone Central Newman Grove, as well as they played on Thursday last year. They played just the opposite of that in the semifinals against Boone Central Newman Grove on Friday, and then they end up losing to Wayne in the consolation game. For Ravenna, they are so used to being to state, but for the first time in 6 years, they didn't make it last year. They were knocked out by the eventual state champion, Southern Valley. So that tells you a little bit about what it takes to keep a team like Ravenna home. They've made it to state 8 out of the last 10 years, winning it all in 2005, 9, 10, and 12. They were the runner-up in 2006 and took the third-place trophy in 2008 and 2011. Other districts that are going on tonight on the Breeze, 94.5. It is Donovan Trumbull and Sutton, and on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholic is taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. All of those games can also be heard on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also tonight in the area, Cozad is taking on Valentine. Tomorrow, it's the Class D district finals. There's also the B5 semifinals tonight, Lexington and Aurora, Holdridge and Grand Island Northwest, and of course, Paul Baronic's son, Drake, coaching the Holdridge Dusters. Tomorrow, here on Classic Hits, we will have the Elwood-Kennesaw game. On the Breeze, 94.5, it'll be Shelton Fullerton. And on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, it'll be Overton taking on Cambridge in tomorrow night's action. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wishing the athletes and coaches the best of luck in tonight's game. We'll be back with the start of our C26 District Championship game between the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Kimball Longhorns right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here, doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Brian Hope. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. We are down to just a couple of nights before it's all state. Wrestling is in the books. Swimming is in the books. And now basketball, girls' state tournament Thursday. The boys a week from Thursday. Who will represent the C26 district? The traveling red with white trim jerseys for Kimball. The home white and blue trim for the Jays. Standage will jump it against Mike Dom. I'm sure Ravenna will probably just go ahead and kind of forfeit the tap here as you expect Dom to win it and get back on defense. Well, that was not a very, that was a terrible toss. I'm surprised they don't re-jump that basketball. Yeah. And then they get a jump ball off the jump and they're going to re-jump it here. That was a tough toss. They'll re-jump the basketball. So an ominous start here to our district final. Ball is in the air. Ravenna's actually going to tap it. I'll tell you what, Ravenna probably was standing across the center line. Doesn't matter. A three to start the game is off the mark. No good. And a foul going to be called immediately on Shermer going in for the rebound. So a tough start here for Ravenna as Michael Ferguson will grab the board off the missed three. And now some pressure will be put on. So 11 seconds in and the foul called. Little zone trap. They'll get it up the right side here. They want that ball in Jake Reeder's hands. And he's going to take it coast to coast and lay it up and in. So that wasn't too hard. Kimball answers the first question as Ravenna pushes the ball up the floor. Top of the key with it is Kremosta. Gives it off to Siskowski. Back to Kremosta. Looks like Kimball wants to play a little bit of a maybe a box and one here on Techmeyer, who is guarded by Colton Stoll. Techmeyer will take it at the top of the circle. The freshman in his first district final here. Here's Shermer, free throw line, open, fires it up, too strong, no good. And Dom will pull down the rebound, and then he is going to lose the ball on the floor. Ravenna will pick it up. Dom will try and dribble the ball, and they poked it away. Now Techmeyer comes inside. He's banged around, but he still makes the bucket. So Jake Techmeyer ties the ball game at two. We're a minute in. Up the floor, Dom. They try to get a steal, and a blocking foul going to be called. And Coach Baronic says he pushed off. And he's going to try and get the call here early on. Blocking foul will be called on Blake Kremosta. That is the second foul of the game here on Ravenna. The first one was on Shermer. And now it'll be Kimball ball in the front court. They'll throw from the far wing where the Ravenna fans are to the near wing. Get it into the hands of Heeg. And he'll get it back up top to Stoll. Stoll, bounce pass left side against the man-to-man. Siskowski trying to guard Dom. He's got it on the high post. Tough turnaround jumper, but he hit it from 12. And Mike Dom knocks down his first shot attempt, and it's 4-2 in favor of Kimball. Ravenna gets the ball back up at the top of the circle. Siskowski drives in. Bounce pass underneath. Standage layup. They got Dom to come out and guard the guard, and he just bounces it down low, and Brady Standage will tie the ball game at 4. Pressure hasn't bothered Kimball so far. Up the floor with it is Reeder. He averages about 14 a game. Baseline drive. Again, it's bumped. They try to throw it to Dom. It's over his head, but picked right up on the backside. The shot is no good by Ferguson. Rebound, Kremosta. Up the floor, another layup. It's good. Jake Techmeyer with his second bucket. And both teams, I think, are kind of playing the speed they want. Here's Mike Dom. He's going to dribble the ball up the floor, draw the double team, throw over the top to Stoll. They've got numbers underneath. Layup is good for Henry Heeg. Well, you can tell they watched film of each other and have scouted things out here. It is 8-6. Should be 6-6. They've got the scoreboard wrong. Top of the key with it is going to be Kremosta. Over to Techmeyer. He'll try the three. It's too strong. Ball tipped into the hands of Siskowski. And when you're in there amongst Mike Dom, you've got to take the outside shot. Driving the right side of the key, Techmeyer pulls up, shot rattles in and out, no good. Dom gets the rebound. Dom on the outlet pass, takes it down the left wing. Coming in, Reeder got tripped, and a foul's going to be called. 6-6, right? And look. backboard right here. 5:17 to go in the first quarter of play, and they have the scoreboard wrong. And you never want to let that go too long. All of a sudden, you forget what's going on, and the score should be 6-6. The foul was called on Jake Techmeyer. It's his first. It is the third team foul on Ravenna. None so far on Kimbo. And Kimbo will line the baseline here with Reeder to throw it in. They're going to try and double Dom so they can't just lob it to him. Standage front, Cremosa to back. They throw it up top to Stoll. Stoll the free throw line, pulls up from 12. Too strong, in fact, almost banked it in. Kobe Schirmer will grab the rebound. Up the floor with it, Cremosa to the right wing. Dropped the ball, but at least he wasn't called for the double dribble. Top of the key, Siskowski. Siskowski to the right wing. Here's a three-pointer, Cremosa. Good. First three-pointer of the ball game, Blake Cremosa. And it's a three-point lead for Ravenna. And in the backcourt, we've got a pushing foul called on the Blue Jays. And it's going to be on Jake Techmeyer, and that's going to be his second. Fourth team foul on Ravenna. And coming in his place will be Dylan Huff. And for Kimball, they'll slide in Jonathan Withrow, a 5'10 junior. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads 4 broadcast booth, bringing you all of tonight's basketball action as Kimball trying to get to state for the third time in 4 years. Withrow on the left wing, gets it back up top to Stoll. Stoll into the left-hand corner, Reeder. Reeder, spin move, leans, and rolls over the rim and in. Jake Reeder covered a lot of ground there, and it's 9-8, Ravenna by one. Top of the key, Standage. Standage back over to Cremosa. Cremosa holds the ball on the weak side, skips it over to Huff. Looks into the corner, doesn't like that. Dribbles back over to the right side and gives it on the wing to Siskowski. Way out top, really trying to spread the floor. Make Dom get out from underneath the bucket. With it is Cremosa on the right wing with the dribble. Guarded there by Stoll. Swings it over to the left wing, Siskowski. We also welcome everyone listening in on PlatteRiverPreps.com tonight as Cremosa pulls up from 12 over Dom and buries it. Blake with his second bucket, and it's 11-8. Going for the steal on the inbound, Siskowski almost got it, but Dom will wrestle it away to Reeder. Reeder got him in the air and dribbles through the double team. He's got four guys on him, and finally the pass is deflected away. Standage will come up with a loose ball, and then Ravenna throws it down the floor over everybody. They had Siskowski, but they overshot him, and the teams exchange turnovers. That'll be the first one for Ravenna, second one for Kimball. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter of play, 11-8 in favor of the Blue Jays, a pair of 21-win teams. But even Ravenna knows they're considered west. And anytime you get farther west, the competition is always questioned. But Kimball has proven that they're good enough to win games at state. Top of the circle with it. Ferguson swings it over to the right side to Withrow. Back up top, they'll go to Stoll. Down by 3, 11-8. Dom really hasn't gotten the ball inside yet. His only bucket was a jumper from about 12 feet away. Rotate the ball around the perimeter. Reeder will try the three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound on the backside to Withrow. They'll kick it out. Dom for three. It's going to be short. And a rebound brought down by Cremosa. Cremosa will push it up the floor. Stops. Thinks about the three. Fires it far corner to Schirmer. Inside Standage. There's just not going to be a whole lot for Brady tonight unless they draw the double team and dump it to him. Again, don't be surprised to see Dom shoot the three either. He will put up the three-pointer. We saw that last year down at the state tournament. Cremosa holds the ball. The pace has slowed down now after the first 3 minutes. On the post, Standage tries to get it to the cutter, and Cremosa is going to be fouled from behind. And when you are not used to seeing that cutting action that Ravenna has been so good at the last 10 years, you'll grab, and Jonathan Withrow will have the first foul of the game on Kimball. And right away, Kimball's going to call the game's first timeout. 2:42 to go here in the first quarter of play. Ravenna 11, Kimball 8. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at North Platte High School. Doug Duda with you on this Monday night for the C26 District Final. Ravenna 11-8 over Kimball, and it's Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Techmeyer with two fouls is still in there. And he'll lob it all the way out to the right wing to Cremosa, who just gives it right back to Jake. Still running a play here out of this inbounds. Shermer gets wide open on the right wing. Doesn't want the three. Reader on him. Top of the key, Siskowski. Siskowski comes into the paint. Kicks it out. You just can't take it at Dom. Double team now. They'll get it into the hands of Techmeyer. Goes to the baseline. Siskowski dribbles all the way into the baseline. Gives it to Standage in the paint. He'll roll it over the top of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Reader. Standage will have to play strong inside. He finally took a shot there at Dom, and it rolled off the rim. 2 minutes to go. Lob it to Dom on a high post. They double him. Fade away jumper from 13. He hit it. Give him credit. Both of his shots have been tough ones. And Paul Baronic, I think, will say, you know what? If you can make those, son, keep shooting them, because he is well defended on both of his buckets. They'll have to tip your hat to Mike Dom. And Ravenna throws it away, trying to throw over the top of the zone. That'll be the second turnover for the Blue Jays. But Ravenna now has been stuck on 11 for a couple of minutes, and Dylan Huff will come in, and Jake Techmeyer with those two fouls going to come to the bench. So Standage, Huff, Cremosa, Siskowski, and also on the floor is Kobe Shermer. Kimball has only went to the bench one time here to bring in Withrow, and he'll give it off to Stoll. Stoll loves it right corner. Now they get it down to Reader. Reader block right side, turns and scores. 6 points for Jake Reader, 4 points for Mike Dom, and it's 12-11. Kimball regains the lead. Siskowski into the paint, pulls up from nine, banks it in. And that was intentional, folks. With Mike Dom there, they just put a little bit more on it to get it over that 6'9 outstretched hand, and he knocks it home, 13-12. Transition the other way. Dom thought about the three, dropped the ball, picks it back up, can't get the shot away, gives it to Stoll. To Dom at the free throw line. That jumper won't go, and Standage will pull down the rebound here for the Blue Jays. 1 minute to go, first quarter, 13-12 Ravenna. We'll have updates on the Sutton Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic Grand Island Central Catholic games as well, so stay with us. Ball over to Huff, back up to Cremosa, into the corner to Siskowski on the block, left side Standage. Tries to get Dom in the air, and we're going to get a walk called. Standage going to be called for the shuffling of the feet when Dom didn't move. That's good discipline. When you're 6'9", you shouldn't have to get in the air. And that'll be turnover number three for Ravenna. 41 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Let's see what Kimball decides to do here. If they do get it into the front court. Oh, they throw it away on the inbounds. They led Reader just a little too much there, and it went right into the Kimball bench. So a little bit of an unforced turnover there. Now the Jays get the ball back under their hoop. Techmeyer is going to re-enter. They'll actually move it out here to the sideline. Techmeyer to throw it in front of the Kimball bench. Safely throw it out between the circles to Cremosa. They'll run Techmeyer through. Try and get him off some screens. Let's see if they just play for the last shot. Inside Standage off the back pick. They'll lay it up and in. Everybody was worried about Techmeyer. Dom was worried about him. Lost where he was. And Standage will get his second bucket of the ball game. 15-12. 20 seconds to go. Ravenna leads it by three. Stepping through the double team is Withrow. Up top they'll go to Heeg. Heeg lobs it to Dom on a block right side. Double team back to Heeg. Three from the right corner is over everything. But Reader's there for the putback. Jake Reader with his eighth point. Still 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Cremosa pulls up from 23. Got it! And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Blake Cremosa buries the three. And after one, the Ravenna Blue Jays 18, the Kimball Longhorns 14. You're listening to the C26 District Final here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Earn your your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double.
And welcome back to high school basketball coverage from the North Platte High Gymnasium. This is the C26 Boys District Final, and it'll be Kimball Ball to start the second quarter. As they try to get an outlet pass, it's going to be picked off, and into the front court with it is going to be Kremosta pulling up for a three. It's going to be short by Siskowski. Standish, though, makes a nice play and throws it off the Kimball defender to save the possession. Standish with his second rebound. Try and get some other numbers here for you after the first quarter of play. That was the fourth Kimball turnover. Three so far for Ravenna. They'll throw it into the right-hand corner. Kremosta decides not to take the shot. Rebound six for Kimball, five for Ravenna. Three-point shooting in the first quarter. Two for four for Ravenna. 0-3 for Kimball. 8 points for Blake Kremosta leads the way for Ravenna. 8 points for Jake Reeder leads the way for Kimball. 18-14, 30 seconds in to the second quarter. Blue Jays take a look at what's going on. They get it to the high post. Techmeyer tries to back it in against Dom. Up and under move. A beautiful move, but it rattled out. No good. Rebound brought down by Dom. They're all over him. And they let it go. In fact, Ravenna's very lucky that Techmeyer didn't get his third foul there. Into the right-hand corner is Jonathan Withrow. To the high post, Dom doubling all the time. Over the left wing, Heeg. Heeg drives, draws the foul. Standage coming off the double team. Commits the personal foul, and we will have our first free throws of the game for either team. That's the first foul on Standage, the fifth team foul on Ravenna. Only one foul called so far on Kimball. Henry Heeg hit a bucket in the first quarter, and we'll try and hit a couple of free throws here. And the first one is no good. At the end of one, it is Sutton 6, Donovan Trumbull 4 on the breeze, 94.5. Second free throw by Heeg is up, and that one's good. So Heeg gets one of two, and it is 18-15. Ravenna by three. 6:45 to go here in the first half. Siskowski starts to drive, and there's a little too much bump in action. Withrow has both fouls that have been called on Kimball. At the end of one, it's Kearney Catholic 13, Grand Island Central Catholic 10, and Hardington Cedar Catholic leading Ainsworth 18-17 at the end of one. And that's very important for the wild card in our area. So back to basketball here. It'll be Ravenna basketball on the inbounds play. Shot not taken on the right wing. Rotated back around to the perimeter. Being very patient here to start this second quarter. Driving to the high post is Shermer. 18-15. Back over on the wing. Shermer to Techmeyer. To the high post, Kremosta. Quick catch and shoot from 11. No good. And Mike Dom will grab his fourth rebound. Dom will bring the ball up the floor. Behind the back dribble, guarded by Siskowski. The 6'9 senior gives it on the wing to Michael Ferguson. Ferguson on the baseline to Reeder. Reeder looking at a two-man game here with Dom. Just can't get it into him as he's doubled. Back to Reeder. Now they'll lob it to Dom. Back to Reeder. Reeder drives baseline, runs out of real estate, but they're going to call Standage for a blocking foul. And for Brady Standage, he has two. Techmeyer has two. Ravenna has six. Neither team very deep. Each team has played six players, I believe, here so far. And it will be an inbounds pass to Reeder. Reeder's open. He'll lay it up and in. Jake Reeder now with 10, and it's 18-17 Ravenna. Into the front court, Siskowski. Quick drive, had a shot, decided to go with a jump pass over to Techmeyer, who gets it right back out to Kremosta. Siskowski drives again, tries the backdoor, bounce pass to Standage. It'll be punched away there by Michael Ferguson. And so Ravenna will take it out underneath their own hoop. Ravenna has yet to score here in the second quarter. We're 2.5 minutes in. They do have the one-point lead, 18-17. They'll dump that one in to Shermer, and he's going to have it stuffed by Ferguson. Ferguson up ahead, layup uncontested. Henry Heeg. And it's 19-18 Kimball. They get the first 5 points here of the second quarter. Kremosta open three, lets it go, nothing but net. Blake Kremosta has all three threes here for Ravenna. He's got 11 points, and it's 21-19 Jays as Reeder has it poked away from behind, but it went out of bounds, and the ball will stay with Kimball. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you the first half stats. We'll look at the other scores that we have in boys' district final action tonight, preview the girls' state tournament, and what's going on tomorrow as well. So keep it here. Back into the ball game. We've got Kimball with Withrow. He'll have it the right-hand corner. They post up Dom. He's got single coverage. Don't think he realized it. Kicked it back out for a three. It's over everything and then out of bounds off of Kimball. Ball fell into the hands of Ferguson, but he couldn't control it. And after a very short break, here's Jake Techmeyer back into the ball game. And Shermer's going to check out. Also in there now for Ravenna is Dylan Huff. Huff to Kremosta, Siskowski, Standage, and Techmeyer on the floor. And Techmeyer and Standage have to be careful. They're both playing with two fouls, and we've got 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Kremosta to Siskowski. Off the double team to Standage. Doesn't want the 10-footer. Back up top, they'll go to Kremosta. Kicks it out to Huff. Here's a three-pointer for Blake. That one's too strong. Standage pushed off, but they didn't call it. The rebound brought down by Ferguson, and on his outlet pass, it's knocked out of bounds again to slow the fast break attempt. Here comes Michael Bauer into the game for Ravenna. And checking out was Techmeyer. So when he can, Coach Baranek is putting Techmeyer on the bench for defense and playing him for offense. Again, trying to post up Dom. Ferguson wide open, decides to give it up to the top to Stahl. Stahl back over on the left wing. They'll go to Withrow. Top of the circle to Stahl. Drives corner, kicks it off there. Back up top, Reeder. 21-19 Ravenna, 4:10 to go. Reeder drives, 8-foot leaner, no good. Dom, offensive putback is... 6 points, 5 rebounds for Mike Dom, and we're tied at 21. And Kimball doing a good job of getting back down the floor, setting up on defense. Here's Siskowski. He'll try a three. No good. And Dom will pull down another rebound. 3 for 8 from beyond the arc. All three have been made by Kremosta. 0 of 4 beyond the arc for Kimball. Kimball only has 3 players that have scored. Ravenna has 4. 21 all, Dom on a high post. There's that fadeaway again from the free throw line. He missed that one. Standage got the rebound. Kimball gets the foul. As both players went to the floor, and Jake Reeder will be called for his first foul of the basketball game. 13 foul on the Longhorns. And back into the ball game will be Techmeyer, Jake, along with Kobe Shermer. 21-21, 3:31 to go. Here in the first half, other scores that we had, Kearney Catholic led Central Catholic 13-10 after one. That's currently on ESPN 1460, 1550. Sutton led Donovan Trumbull 6-4. That's on the breeze, 94-5. Trying to force it down to Standage. Good catch by Brady as it barely got to him. He'll kick it out. Shermer into the corner. Siskowski open three. Lets it go. It's off the mark. Rebound by Techmeyer, but he faces Dom, so he gets out of there with it and resets the offense. Spin move with the dribble. Techmeyer walked. Yeah. He bounced off of Ferguson, lost his balance, and that'll be turnover number 4 for Ravenna, their first here of the second quarter. Kimball turned it over on their first possession of the second quarter and has been clean ever since. So again, now that they're on defense, Techmeyer's going to come out with 3:04 to go before halftime. And Ravenna only has a 3-point bucket by Blake Kremosta here in the quarter compared to 7 points for Kimball. Up the floor, Reeder. Reeder thinking about taking it at Standage. Throws over the top of the zone to the baseline. Ferguson takes a 9-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. It's Kobe Shermer, and he'll get rid of it to Kremosta, who's now guarded a little farther out there by Colton Stahl. Into the corner to Shermer. Staying over on the right side, the weak side. Not a lot of movement right now for Ravenna without the basketball. Jays have not used a burn, have not burned a timeout yet. What they were doing was very good in the first quarter, but they can't score that way. They can't press. They can't get the up-tempo game that they want. And Kimball has changed it into a little bit more of a matchup zone than what they had in that first quarter. Siskowski comes into the paint to Standage. He's open. Free throw line jumper. Good. Those are the shots that Ravenna's going to have to hit if this is the style of game we end up playing. To break the press, they'll throw over the top to Michael Dom. Dom dribbles all the way into the front court, and then just as he looked to get rid of the ball, he has his pocket picked by Blake Cremosta. Cremosta up the floor, pulls up for three. It is no good off the back iron. Long rebound into the corner is grabbed there by Shermer. Another chance for the Blue Jays. Shermer gives it off to Cremosta. Bauer is in there to Siskowski. 1:40 to go before halftime. 23-21 Ravenna. And you got to win or you're not going to state, even though both teams have 21 victories. And you can tell the tension is high here in this North Platte High School gymnasium. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, and Donovan on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna being very, very patient here. And, of course, again, there's a three Cremosta, and that's off the front of the rim. No good. And then two Kimball players run into each other. The ball ends up being deflected into Michael Bauer's hands. And right now, with the two fouls on Standage and Techmeyer, as Standage has it at the free throw line, doesn't take the shot, they're trying to slow the game down, shorten it a little bit. Standage puts a move on Dom. He's fouled. He scores. Reeder had to come over with the backside help and a chance for a three-point play. And Standage has a smile from ear to ear. The foul on Jake Reeder is his second. And Standage, with 8 points, will shoot the first free throw of the game for Ravenna here at the 57-second mark. Kimball's been to the line once, and this is the first time for Ravenna. 25-21, the Jays actually equaling their largest lead here in the first quarter, first half. Standage, free throw up, and it is good. So Standage completes the three-point play. He now has 9, and there is a substitution waiting to come in here for Ravenna, but can he check in? Standage out, yes. Michael Bauer in. So Bauer, Huff, Cremosta, Shermer, Siskowski. They are the five on the floor defensively here for Ravenna, and it's into Michael Dom. We figured they'd have to use him against this press, and he's playing like a guard. Now he needs some help. Long pass still not across the timeline. Now they will get it there from Heeg over to Stoll. Stoll comes all the way to the baseline, hits the bottom of the board, and it's picked up by Dom, and he'll score. A little luck that time for Kimball, as Ravenna forced them to the baseline and trying the reverse layup, hit the bottom of the board. 30 seconds to go here, and I would think Ravenna's going to play for the last shot, which would guarantee them, you would think, the halftime lead. 26-23 Jays. Spreading into the four corners, 20 seconds to go. High post, just for a different look to Shermer, and right back out to Cremosta. Swings it over into the hands of Dylan Huff. Will Coach Baronic call timeout to bring in Techmeyer? Doesn't look like it. Cremosta into the corner. Bauer for three. Got it! Michael Bauer hits the three. And from three-quarter court, the shot will come up short. We're going to halftime, and Ravenna has their biggest lead. It's the Ravenna Blue Jays, 29, and the Kimball Longhorns, 23. And 6 points, Ravenna hit a three-pointer at the end of both the first and second quarter. Michael Bauer, no one would have expected him to cast up that three, and he nails it before the halftime buzzer. And taking a quick look here at what Michael Bauer has done from the three-point line this year, he's 2 of 10, and most of that, I'm sure, was in mop-up time. So he's now 3 of 11, getting that up to almost 33% from three-point land. We'll take a break.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Searching for a new car or truck? Come see why people from all over Nebraska and Kansas are choosing Hastings Ford Lincoln. Our non-commissioned sales staff creates a simple, low-stress environment designed to help you find the right car or truck at a great price. Our upfront approach saves you time and money by giving you one low price, plain and simple. Check us out online at hastingsfordlincoln.com and on Facebook. Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. It's Ravenna 29 and Kimball 23 here in the C26 District Championship game at North Platte High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. And tomorrow, it is Class D action, and we will be bringing you here on Classic Hits the D24 from Kearney Catholic as the Elwood Pirates take on the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Kennesaw making it to state last year. Elwood, it's been a long time. And that matchup tomorrow night at 7. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM tomorrow night, Shelton will take on Fullerton. Shelton finally getting healthy and playing like it here over the last 3 weeks of the season. That's at Grand Island Central Catholic. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tomorrow night, Overton will play Cambridge. That's at Holdridge. All of those games will be tipping off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Here it is 29-23 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays leading Kimball, and we'll give you some other area scores and our first half stats after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
All right, let's take a look at some other scores from around the area as we welcome you back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. It is Cozad leading Valentine at the half, 34-22. Grand Island Central Catholic leads Kearney Catholic, 22-21. And at halftime, it's Donovan Trumbull, 8, Sutton, 6. That's halftime. 8-6. It was 6-4 at the end of one. Sutton must be holding the ball. You can hear it on the breeze. 94.5 FM. We're trying to work through a little bit of a technical difficulty here with the internet having some problems at North Platte High. We're going to take another break and be back with the first half stats in a moment. It's Ravenna 29 and Kimball 23.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central Kearney.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional...
Folks, we're back with you here, and we apologize for some technical difficulties, but you haven't missed anything. It's 29-23 Ravenna. We're 30 seconds into the second half, and a three-pointer on the way by Siskowski is in and out, no good. Ravenna has missed two three-pointers, and again, the rebound is deflected out to Blake Cremosta. And if they can win the rebounding battle, that would be a big thing for Ravenna. It was 12-11 at the half, so Kimball was only ahead of them by a one in that statistic. Blake Cremosta leads the way with 11 points, 9 for Brady Standage. Ravenna was 4 of 12 from three-point land, 0 of 4 for Kimball. They're led by Jake Reeder with 10. Mike Dom has 8 and 7 rebounds for Dom. Turnovers, Ravenna 4, Kimball 5. Ravenna has really slowed the game down here against this box and one, and the one is against Techmeyer. A lot of fouls early, but everybody kind of stayed on two. Techmeyer and Standage have 2 for Ravenna. Techmeyer trying to dribble in, go backdoor bounce pass. Standage never did see it, and out of bounds it goes. Fouls for Kimball, 2 on Jake Reeder and Jonathan Withrow. Full court pressure now to be put on by Ravenna. No change in the score in the first 2 minutes here of this third quarter, 29-23. Kimball breaks the press, but they don't attack. Try to kick it back out. Siskowski deflects the ball, but Kimball will pick it up at midcourt with Reeder. Between the circles with it is going to be Stoll. Back up to him, high post, Dom. Triple teamed is Mike Dom. Now doubled. He'll dribble to the right side, put the runner off the glass and score. Man, Mike Dom makes a nice move out of that double team and gets his 10th point. Only 3 players have scored for Kimball, 5 for Ravenna, and a 3-pointer by Techmeyer is blocked. Michael Ferguson baited him into that one and blocks the ball out of bounds, but it'll still be Ravenna ball. A couple of other scores that are important in C2 tonight. Ainsworth leads Hardington Senior Catholic 34-32, and Winnebago leads Archbishop Bergen 28-16. That would be a monumental upset. Grand Island Northwest defeated Holdridge tonight 54-39. And the 3 at the top of the key by Cremosta is no good. Rebound brought down by Dom. Dom with his 8th rebound into the front court. He wants to go coast to coast. And a blocking foul called on Brady Standage. Standage just stood there. And that is the 3rd on Brady Standage. Dom coming coast to coast, and they're going to give him 2 free throws. And Christmas came early there for the Kimball Longhorns, and Dom's first free throw of the ball game is up and in. So Standage with his 3rd foul. They're going to keep him in there. And the 2nd free throw coming up. On the way, and Dom got them both. He is a 79% free throw shooter. Ravenna now has their lead cut to 2. Kimball got the first 5 points of the second quarter, and they've got the first 4 points here in the 3rd as Techmeyer drives baseline, ties a tough reverse layup, about threw it over the backboard. And it's going to be Kimball basketball. They're trying to get Dom involved down there, at least make him commit, maybe get a foul, but Dom has not fouled yet, so he's pretty safe in that department. 29-27. Into the front court they come, breaking the press and laying it up and in is Michael Ferguson, and Ferguson ties the game at 29. And a quick start here for the Longhorns. Jays get open on the backside. Into the ball game is Dylan Huff, but he doesn't look to shoot. He just dribbles out of there. I don't think he realized that nobody was on him. To Cremosta, throw over the top to Techmeyer. Here's a 3 on the way. Jake can't get that one to go. And the outside shots are not falling for Ravenna. Rebound, Michael Ferguson, his 3rd. Ravenna's 0-4 from the outside here in the quarter, and they are 4-16 in the game. Backside Ferguson again runs into Standage. Shot no good, but Dom is there for the putback. Michael Dom with his 9th rebound, and the lead returns. 31-29, coast-to-coast. Cremosta, he'll lay it up, and a timeout will be called. So Cremosta will get Ravenna on the board here, but it was a nice 8-0 start here for the Kimball Longhorns. 4:18 to go in the 3rd quarter of play. Kimball and Ravenna are tied at 31 here on Classic Hits.
Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town and Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town and Country Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way.
way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. Timeout by Ravenna, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. His first timeout here. Reeder tries to dribble around the block there of Kremosta, dribbled it off Kremosta's leg, and out of bounds it will go. 31-31, Ravenna and Kimball, 4:10 to go in the third quarter of play. Reeder with the inbounds, tries to make some room on Siskowski in the backcourt. He does. Tom sticks with him in the man-to-man with a double on Mike Dom. Into the right-hand corner, Ferguson. On the post, Reeder got open, and he'll turn it around and score. A dozen points for Jake Reeder. And it's 33-31, Kimball by a bucket. They were down six coming into the third quarter of play. Here's Techmeyer back up top to Kremosta. Swings it over to Siskowski. Ravenna had 18 points in the first quarter, only 13 since then. Out to Techmeyer, guarded by Dom to Kremosta for three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Dom's able to tip the rebound to himself, and that is 10. But Ravenna's got to make some outside shots. They have went ice cold here. Outside of Bowers' three at the halftime buzzer, they had missed 10. That's the only one they've made in 11 threes. Baseline, open jumper. There's Withrow. He missed the short one. Ball fought for, picked up by Kremosta. On the run, Blake into the front court. Four on three, gives it off to Siskowski to the trailer, Shermer. Out of the wing to Techmeyer. Techmeyer drives baseline, and there's a hand check foul going to be called on the Longhorns. And this one's going to go against number 22, Michael Ferguson. His first and the first of the half on the Longhorns. So it'll be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. They'll kick it out of the wing to Kremosta, working around the perimeter here. Techmeyer is guarded closely there by Jake Reeder. So the Jays' main weapons have been closed down here over the last 10 minutes of this basketball game. High post, Techmeyer. Faces the hoop. He's covered by Reeder. Back out to Kremosta. As Kimball's done a good job of switching their defenses up. Trying to make a move. Techmeyer, right-hand corner. Can't do anything. Throw over the top to Siskowski. And again, great defense here by Kimball. A lot of time on this possession. Kremosta decides to drive. Steps between the double team. There's no foul. The ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be a Ravenna turnover. Just their sixth of the basketball game. Kimball only has five. And none here in the second half. Dylan Huff is in, and Jake Techmeyer is going to check out. 33-31, Kimball. Remember, Ravenna only had 3 points in the first 5 minutes of the second quarter, and they've only got 2 points in the first five and a half here of the third. Long pass in the corner to Withrow to Reeder on the right elbow. Siskowski tried to knock it away. Couldn't, so Reeder drives. Contact and a charge. They will call the charge. It was a little late, but they'll call the charge on Jake Reeder, and that'll be his third. And we'll give the basketball to Ravenna, and it looks like they'll take Reeder out of the basketball game. Coming out for Ravenna will be Shermer, and back in will be Techmeyer. And Kimball will set back in what looks like a 2-3 zone this time down the floor. 2:14 to go in the third quarter. It's 33-31, Kimball. You got to win. There's no wild card for these two teams, even though they're 21-3 for the Longhorns, 21-4 for the Jays. They try to lob it into Standage. He's well covered. The ball deflected away. Dom dribbles it across the timeline, gives it to Ferguson. Back out of the wing to Dom. His bounce pass kicked away. Should be an uncontested layup here. Siskowski, though, didn't pass it. Instead, he'll score and draw the foul. What's better than two? Three. And Siskowski's got a chance to get it right here. The foul will go against Kimball's Colton Stoll. That'll be his first. And Siskowski, with just his second bucket of the basketball game, has tied it at 33 with a minute 50 to go here in the third. You got some great athletes out there. Mike Dom and Jake Reeder are deserving of playing and linking again, but Ravenna wants to get back after not making it there last year. And the free throw is good by Siskowski. And Ravenna back on top by 134-33. They continue to bring Shermer or Techmeyer in. And the overthrow, Dom. Boy, what a job to tip it to himself. That ball was even overthrown for the 6'9 senior. Dom throws over the top into the front court, left wing, Withrow. Jonathan brings it out to the left elbow, kicks it to Stoll. Down on the baseline, Ferguson makes a nice little move, and the one-hander's up and in. Ferguson with his second bucket, both of them here in the quarter. 35-34 Kimball. Minute 30 to go here, third quarter. Shermer over to Techmeyer, didn't want the three, drives into the paint, kicks it out on the opposite wing to Kremosta. Back to Techmeyer, trying to take Ferguson in. There's some pushing off. What's the call going to be here? They're going to call the hand check on Kimball. It could have went against Techmeyer. You hear some Kimball fans behind me. They were right. Both guys pushed off, but usually the offensive guy is going to get the benefit of the doubt. And the foul on Ferguson will be his second. Fourth team foul on Kimball. Standage will come back in for Ravenna. Ravenna ball. Kick it out on the wing, and the ball stolen away. Out front, it's stolen away, and going in, the shot blocked from behind by Siskowski as Withrow, a little slow getting to the hoop. And Coach Chesbold, he thought maybe there should have been a foul there, but there was not. But Ravenna now having problems in the plus-minus department of turnovers. They've got four in the quarter. Kimball has none. Kimball ball underneath their own hoop. Their biggest lead has been two, and they can break that here, but they bobble the inbounds pass. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Standage trying to make the steal. So Kimball will take it out in front of their own hoop. Ravenna led by as many as six. Kimball's biggest lead has been two. They have the ball in a one-point lead here. Stoll with it at the top of the circle. Gives it over to Withrow. Into the corner to Ferguson. Heeg is the man on the bench. Oh, no, he's in there right now. Man on the bench is Reeder with the three fouls. Ferguson, skip pass, hit the rim, and it's going to end up in the hands of Brady Standage. That'll be the first turnover of the half for Kimball. Man was open. It's just that the pass down the baseline hit the rim. High post, Techmeyer dribbles left wing. Wants that shot, and as he takes it up, a foul going to be called. He didn't shoot it. He passed it into the corner, and a body foul going to be called on the Longhorns. This one's going to go on Ferguson. That'll be his third. And a little opposite of the fouls that we had in the first half, where Ravenna was called for six and Kimball was called for four. Now it's 5-1 Kimball. And here comes Trent Rutledge into the game for the first time for the Longhorns. And Ferguson will take a breather. So Ferguson and Reeder each have three fouls. Inbound to Kremosta. Open three. Right corner. Good. Blake Kremosta with his fourth three. And that is what is keeping Ravenna in this basketball game right now. 37-35 Jays. Pressure in the backcourt. Siskowski knocks the ball away. Siskowski makes the steal. He drives. He scores. Siskowski with the bucket. And five straight for Ravenna. And it's 39-35. Trouble again. And Mike Dom is fouled at midcourt. Ravenna thought they were going to get a walk. Kimball gets the foul. And the foul is going to go on Siskowski, who just about made back-to-back steals. That'll be his first foul and the team's second. So the intensity getting back into the gymnasium here. Just when Kimball had a chance to take a two-possession lead, they turn it over, and back-to-back buckets by Ravenna. They're up 39-35. 19 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Kimball ball at midcourt. Into the front court, they'll give it to Rutledge. Trent double team, pass knocked away, loose on the floor. Dom goes and gets it, saves it over to Withrow. 10 seconds to go. It's Stoll, runner from the right side, short, no good. Rebound brought down by Michael Bauer. Bauer being harassed, gets rid of the ball. Shermer tries to take a three-quarter court shot. It is a rugby match out there, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, it's Ravenna 39, Kimball 35 in the C26 championship. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Searching for a new car or truck? Come see why people from all over Nebraska and Kansas are choosing Hastings Ford Lincoln. Our non-commissioned sales staff creates a simple, low-stress environment designed to help you find the right car or truck at a great price. Our upfront approach saves you time and money by giving you one low price, plain and simple. Check us out online at hastingsfordlincoln.com and on Facebook. Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
And with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at North Platte High School. I want to say a big thank you to the athletic administration here, has been very generous. As we head to the fourth quarter, Kimball has the ball, and they trail 39-35 against the Ravenna Blue Jays. 14 for Mike Dom. He's got 10 boards. He'll take one from the top of the key and hit it. Now he's got 16, and it's 39-37, Ravenna. Jake Reeder has 12 points for Kimball. 7 turnovers for Kimball, 8 for Ravenna. 16 points for Blake Cremosta. Only he and Siskowski scored in that third quarter of play. Brady Standage had 9 in the first half, and that's where he is at right now. Ravenna's 5 of 18 from three-point land. Kimball is 0 of 4. And Ravenna being very patient here. They had trouble getting offense going in the second quarter for 5 minutes and even longer in the third, but they finished with a flurry. Back cut Siskowski. Cremosta doesn't pass it to him, so he'll take it out in the corner, and they'll reset it. Standage over to Shermer. Looking inside, Shermer drives to the high post. He's not going to take that shot. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. 39-37, Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton are tied 23-all on the breeze, 94.5. Kozan, a 49-40 lead over Valentine at the end of three. And here Ravenna drops the basketball and the steal made. Mike Dom will pick it up. Dom into the front court. Gives it to Reeder. Reeder into the corner. Give and go, Ferguson back to Reeder. Looks for the back cut, Standage has it covered. Reeder has 3 fouls, high post to Dom. Dom backside Siskowski over the left wing, jumper stole is good. Colton Stoll with his first points of the game, and we are tied at 39. Kimball has gotten out to the quick start in each quarter, and the Jays have been able to respond. Ainsworth and Hardington Cedar Catholic, 53-all at the end of the third quarter in a key game for the wild card. Southern Valley pulling hard for Ainsworth. Here's Techmeyer, got open underneath off the back cut. He'll lay it up and score. On the assist from Cremosta, and for Jake Techmeyer, that's his first points since the first quarter. Fast break the other way. They'll answer with Jonathan Withrow, and he gets his first bucket. Only 3 players had scored for Kimball with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now they're at 6. Here's a baseball pass down to the baseline. Shermer can't get it to go. Dom with the rebound. As he heads up the floor, it's tipped away, but it goes right to Jake Reeder. His outlet pass to Ferguson is going to be loose. Ferguson throws it off the glass. It's still loose and finally out of bounds off of Kimball. That basketball covered about 90 feet here on one side of the court without anybody grabbing it. 41-41. Another tie in this basketball game. Looks like the 9th tie that we've had. No one's led by more than 6. High post Standage. Dom went for the steal, didn't get it back. Cut. Techmeyer lays it up and in, and they're going to call a hand check foul. And Kimball doesn't want that ball to count. That's okay if it's a foul, but they gave him a pretty good continuation. And so Techmeyer's got a chance at a 3-point play. 2 of 2 at the line for Ravenna. And Kimball is 3 of 4. Free throw up. Good. 44-41 in favor of Ravenna. Timeout situation. Both teams have 4. As Kimball breaks the press, but then Dom looks to pass it and lost the handle. First turnover of the fourth quarter. Cremosta pulls up 3 right side in. The 5th 3 for Blake Cremosta. And it's 47-41, now equaling the largest lead of the game, and a timeout for Kimball. 4:52 to go in this C26 District Championship. And your score, Ravenna 47, Kimball 41. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be back to North Platte after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
By Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And we are ready to get back to action here out of the Kimball timeout. Ravenna up 47-41. Kimball trying to find a way to get the ball to the big fella Dom. Siskowski has drawn that task. Instead, Stoll will drive the left side, put the one-hand runner up, no good. Dom, though, will get the rebound. And a foul going to be called on Ravenna trying to knock it away. That's only the third team foul, so Ravenna's in good shape there. It's going to be on Blake Cremosta. That'll be his second. Standage has 3. Techmeyer and Cremosta have 2. At the end of the third quarter, Kearney Catholic 38, Grand Island Central Catholic 35 on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. It was Cozad over Valentine, 49-40. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton were tied at 23. On a pick and roll, they try to get it to Reeder. It's off his hands and out of bounds. And before you know it, we're going to be in crunch time here. Kimball can't afford to fall much farther behind here. As Siskowski gets it back to Cremosta, who's got 19 points. He's hit 5 threes. Skip pass over to Techmeyer. 47-41 Jays. Cremosta drives hard to the right elbow. Tries the bounce pass on the back cut to Shermer. And the officials confer as it goes out of bounds and say it will be Kimball basketball. So each team has turned it over twice here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We can send our condolences out to the Misco family. One of the founders, one of the longtime owners, Dean Misco, passed away over the weekend, and we send our condolences to the Misco family. He loved his sports, and he would love this game here. Mike Dom with the drive in the left elbow. Now has to stop, needs some help, gets it to Reeder on the block. Reeder is doubled. Power move into the paint. He'll drive. He'll score. He'll draw the foul. It'll be the fourth on Brady Standage. Jake Reeder with 14 points. His second bucket here of the second half. And Brady Standage now with 4 fouls. We'll see what Coach Baronic does with him. And this will be the first trip to the line for Jake Reeder. And it looks like Michael Bauer will come in. The free throw is good. So a big 3-point play there for the Longhorns to cut the lead in half. And Bauer comes in. And Standage is not who they're taking out. Shermer's who they're taking out. 3:44 remains in the game. Ravenna 47, Kimball 44. The winner heads to state somewhere around that 6th seed, it would look like. With it on the right side is Cremosta up top to Standage. Kimball is in a man-to-man. They've played a little bit of everything. Man, zone, box and one. Up top, Standage. Guarded by Dom. They're trying to open that lane up here for a drive, and there it is. Siskowski gets free. The layup, good. They got Dom out of the lane, and Siskowski lays it up for his 9th point of the basketball game. Great run there by Ravenna. 49-44, 3:10 to go as Colton Stoll brings it into the front court. Around 1-2, bounce pass underneath, layup good. Jonathan Withrow, and a timeout going to be called by Kimball. They will have 2 remaining. This will be another full-length timeout. 3:06 to go in the basketball game. Ravenna has the ball in a 49-46 lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we return to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or online at crossroads-ford.com. As Ravenna brings the ball patiently across the timeline, then there's Standage, the cutter, and he'll lay it up and in. His first points of the second half. At the other end, the ball is loose, but it goes out of bounds off Ravenna. They've been poking the ball away from behind when Kimball gets by him on the press. They slide around and poke it away. 51-46 Ravenna, 2:43 to go. Kimball ball underneath their own hoop. To throw it in will be Colton Stoll. Looking into the far corner. Siskowski just slaps it out of bounds. Ravenna looking for their ninth trip to state in the last 11 years. Kimball trying to get there for the third time in four with this very talented D1 recruit, Michael Dom, who's going to South Dakota State, averages 25. They lob it to him at the right elbow. He dribbles backwards. They've taken away that high post jump shot. They will not cover Withrow at the three-point line. He'll go to Stoll on the baseline. His runner no good. Dom with the rebound, back up and in. And that's straight 6'9 right there. Michael Dom used his height for an important bucket. And at the other end, Dom will block the layup attempt of Techmeyer and keep it in bounds. First block shot of the game for Michael Dom. 51-48, Ravenna. And another timeout going to be called here by Kimball. There's a lot of time left, and Kimball only has one timeout remaining. Do they want a full or do they want a 30? It's going to be a 30-second timeout. With 2:14 to go in the basketball game, Ravenna 51, Kimball 48. It's Longhorn ball when we come back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
More basketball tomorrow night. We will have Elwood Kennesaw here on Classic Hits. We will have Shelton Fullerton on the Breeze 94.5. Overton Cambridge will be on ESPN. That's where Kearney Catholic and GICC are playing right now. Here, Kimball trying to get it in out of the timeout. Has it tipped and thrown away. Here comes Ravenna, and they may lose it at the other end, but it is saved out to Standage, and Ravenna will call a timeout. They've got plenty left. It's a 30-second timeout, but a huge steal. I believe that was Siskowski that got a hand on the inbounds pass. 2:06 remaining in the game. And after that huge steal on the inbound and save at the other end, Ravenna will have the basketball with 2:06 remaining. Ravenna 51 and Kimball 48. This timeout, as always, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 21-3 Kimball, 21-4 Ravenna. They're 6th and 7th in the wild card points, but too many teams ahead of them that are out or will be out tonight. And it's going to be win or go home for these two teams. And it's been quite the battle so far tonight. Blake Cremosta with 19 to lead Ravenna. And Mike Dom has 18 points and unofficially 13 rebounds for Kimball. The next foul by Kimball will put Ravenna in the 1-1. Ravenna also has the possession arrow and a tie-up. Cremosta behind the back takes it to the hoop. Floats up. No good. There was a little contact. Good defense by Reeder. Rebound brought down by Withrow. Up ahead to Dom. He's in the front court. He got fouled. He'll pull up for three. He didn't need it, but he got it. The fans for Kimball changed their mind now. They don't want the foul. The first three of the game belongs to Mike Dom, and we are tied at 51. 1:35 to go. Let's see what Coach Baronic decides to do. The Kimball fans going nuts behind us. Driving in is Techmeyer. He's trapped. He'll bounce it back out. Siskowski, he dribbles it off his foot. We've got a fight for the basketball. Kimball is fouled. That's a good foul. That is only the fifth foul, but another Ravenna turnover. So Ravenna had the ball, five-point lead. Now it's tied, and Kimball has the ball with a minute 18 to go. And Coach Paul Baronic, looking at his bench, going to stay with the five that are out there. That's the third foul on Blake Cremosta. Instead of Siskowski, they give it to Cremosta. Inbounds pass to Reeder. 1:15 to go. 51-51 here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Grand Island. Working it around Ferguson, open, takes a dribble, lobs it to Dom. He's open, he's got it, it's blocked by Standage. Picked back up, shot no good. Dom a third time, it's good, and a foul. Michael Dom with a three-point play. Standage blocked it. It ended up in the hands of his teammate, Withrow, who missed the putback. And the foul is on Siskowski. And it is seven in a row by Kimball to take the lead, 53-51. Dom has nine in the quarter. The free throw is good. Make it 10. 54-51, Kimball. 55 seconds to go. Kremosta brings it into the front court. Over to Techmeyer. This is the biggest lead of the game by Kimball. It's a nine-point swing. With it, Kremosta. Over to Techmeyer. Off the ball screen. He'll try the three. It's too strong. It didn't hit anything but glass. The rebound brought down by Dom. And now Ravenna's going to have to foul. With 30 seconds to go, they'll foul Reeder. And unbelievably, Kimball has come out of nowhere now and has a chance to salt this away. It's the fourth foul on Blake Kremosta. 32 seconds remaining. Jake Reeder, he's one of one at the line, has 15 points. 32 seconds to go. The front end is up, and it is around and in. Kimball, 55-51, 32 seconds remaining. Ravenna still has three timeouts, so a bucket timeout. Second free throw, Reeder, and that's bouncing around, and it is in. And here come the Blue Jays, wasting no time. It's Kremosta. Kremosta drives. He kicks it out to Bauer, back to Blake. Tough fadeaway three, didn't need it. It's no good. Rebound, Kimball, foul at the other end. And the Kimball Longhorns trying to get back to state, Michael Ferguson. And it's another one and one, and that is going to be the fifth foul on Brady Standage. And unless his teammates can make the comeback here, that'll be it for his career. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block shot, 22 seconds remaining. Ferguson comes to the line. He has, so far in this game, 4 points. His first free throw on the front end of the 1-1 is on the way. He's a 54% free throw shooter. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Dylan Huff. Up the floor comes Kremosta trying to go coast to coast. The runner is off the glass and in. Timeout Ravenna with 16 seconds to go. So Kremosta will get his 21st point of the basketball game with 16 seconds to go. It is Kimball 56, Ravenna 53. We'll be right back.
Searching for a new car or truck? Come see why people from all over Nebraska and Kansas are choosing Hastings Ford Lincoln. Our non-commissioned sales staff creates a simple, low-stress environment designed to help you find the right car or truck at a great price. Our upfront approach saves you time and money by giving you one low price, plain and simple. Check us out online at HastingsFordLincoln.com and on Facebook. Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
Well, the Kimball Longhorns, with a masterful comeback here in the fourth quarter, where it looked like they might be in trouble. They were down by 5, 51-46, and scored 9 in a row. So now it's Kimball basketball with 16 seconds to go, leading at 56-53. And remember, you really don't want to foul the big guy, Mike Dom. He's about a 74% free throw shooter. Kimball against full court pressure. Baseball pass to the other end. Oh, that might have been a walk. The layup is no good. Rebound. Rebound by Blake Kremosta. A three would send it to overtime. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Kremosta trying to get free to Siskowski. Siskowski over to Kremosta and a foul with 2.2. And that's a brilliant foul by Kimball. I don't think they meant to, but that brings a 1-1 up before Siskowski could get the shot. So Siskowski needs to hit the front end of the 1-1, and then we'll see what they do. The foul is on Colton Stoll, his second. 56-53, Kimball, 2 seconds remaining in the game. Siskowski is at the line, and a timeout will be used right here by Kimball. That's going to help Ravenna more than it's going to help Kimball, because Ravenna can talk over strategy, and it'll be the final timeout for Kimball. So keep this in mind. Kimball, if Siskowski can make them both, Ravenna could try and get the 5 second count and then get the ball underneath their own hoop. And that might be what Ravenna tries to do right here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. When we're done, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us. And we will be bringing you other score updates. Kearney Catholic leading Grand Island Central Catholic 47-42 with 3 minutes to go. Donovan Trumbull leading Sutton 25-24 with a minute and a half to go. Ainsworth and Hardington Cedar Catholic tied at 62 with 3 minutes to go. And Winnebago leading Bergen 49-47 in the fourth quarter. All right, we're ready to go. 56-53, Kimball, 2.2 to go. And Tom Siskowski at the line for a 1-1. The front end is up, and it's good. Man, the nerves. 56-54. What will Ravenna decide to do here? Will he intentionally miss it, or will he try to make it? He'll try to make it, and he does. And Ravenna does not call timeout, so here we go. Trying to get it in is Kimball. That's all they got to do. They lob it to Dom. He is fouled, and they let all kinds of time run off the clock here. There's 0.1 left on the clock. The foul was immediate, and if they don't put time on the clock, the game is over. There should be more time on this clock. That foul occurred immediately. And the officials are discussing it, kind of, and they're not going to put any more time on the clock. That's a travesty. This game's over. Michael Dom to shoot 2 free throws. First one in and out, no good, and it was a 1-1. That's the ball game. Kimball is headed to state. The Kimball Longhorns, 56. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 55. And they are headed to the state tournament for the third time in 4 years, while Ravenna is on a 2-year drought for the first time in 11 years. Congratulations to Kimball. They hung in there. They fought. And we'll talk with the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic, when this basketball game cools down, gets a chance to go into his locker room, talk to his kids, and say goodbye to some really good seniors, Dylan Huff, Tom Siskowski, and Cody Eskrit, the seniors on this year's team. So Standage, and I misspoke earlier, just a junior, so he'll be back. Techmeyer back, Shermer back, Cremosta back for the starting five will return for Ravenna. But it was a 5-point lead for Ravenna at 51-46 with just under 3 minutes to go. And out of nowhere, Kimball put on a 9-0 run like they hadn't done all night long, and Ravenna never could tie the game again. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, shot good.
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Searching for a new car or truck? Come see why people from all over Nebraska and Kansas are choosing Hastings Ford Lincoln. Our non-commissioned sales staff creates a simple, low-stress environment designed to help you find the right car or truck at a great price. Our upfront approach saves you time and money by giving you one low price, plain and simple. Check us out online at hastingsfordlincoln.com and on Facebook. Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
And we welcome you back to North Platte High School in a game that went right down to the wire. Your C26 district champions, the Kimball Longhorns, rallying to beat Ravenna 56 2:55. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so as the spring season has arrived. Track, soccer, whatever it is you compete in or even watch with, they can take care of you with apparel and the gear you need to play the game from Misco Sports. 56-55 right now. Other games are going on. Kearney Catholic leading Central Catholic 50-46 with 23 seconds to go on ESPN Radio. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton 29-29 as they are headed to overtime. And again there, Donovan Trumbull needs to win or else Southern Valley stays home. All the teams that Southern Valley is rooting for tonight are either tied or in a one-point ball game in the fourth quarter. Heart attack time for the Eagles. 56-55. And, of course, it's also a little nervous time for Hastings St. Cecilia. If Ainsworth and Donovan Trumbull both lose, St. Cecilia doesn't get to go to state in C2. So nerve-wracking time here tonight at a one-point ball game here on Classic Hits. We'll figure up the stats and give you all the numbers after this timeout.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. As the stands are emptying out here, great crowd on hand, especially from Kimball here tonight, as they're able to get the victory, 56-55. The Ravenna fans across the way made the trip out as well. And it looked like Ravenna was going to win this basketball game. And one little spurt late in the fourth quarter, Kimball got nine in a row, including a Mike Dom three-pointer, the only three that Kimball made all night long, tied it at 51, and then they took the lead and never relinquished it. 56-55, here are the final numbers. I'll start with the Ravenna Blue Jays. They had five players score, led by Blake Cremosta with 21 points. He had five three-pointers tonight. He also had five rebounds. Dylan Huff had one rebound. Tom Siskowski, 11 points, one rebound, and one block. Kobe Schirmer had four rebounds. Michael Bauer, a three-point bucket at half, and that was his total. He had two rebounds. Jake Techmeyer, 9 points, one rebound, and Brady Standage, 11 points, four rebounds, and one block shot in the game. I had Ravenna for 11 rebounds in the first half, seven in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first half, 4 of 4 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 4 of 12 in the first, 2 of 8 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first and 8 in the second. Ravenna had 29 points at halftime. They scored 26 of the second half, and the Jays finish with 55 points, 18 rebounds, 5 of 5 at the free throw line, 6 of 20 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 12 turnovers in the basketball game. And Ravenna will end their season with a record of 21-5. Let's look at the final numbers here for Kimball, and then we'll talk with Coach Paul Baronic. I had Henry Heeg with 5 points, 2 points for Colton Stoll. Jonathan Withrow had 4 points and three rebounds. Michael Ferguson, 4 points, four rebounds, and two block shots. Michael Dom ended up with 10 in the fourth quarter. He had 24 points in the basketball game here tonight and 14 rebounds. One block shot. Jake Reeder ends up with 17 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 12 rebounds in the first half, looks like 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 6 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half. The only three they took was the one that Dom made with about a minute and 40 to go in the game. And turnovers, five in each half. Kimball had 23 points at halftime. They scored 33 in the second half to finish with 56 points, 23 rebounds, 7 out of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 10 turnovers. And Kimball makes their third trip to state in the last 4 years with a record of 22-3, coming back for a 56-55 victory. And Coach Paul Baranek of the Ravenna Blue Jays joins us in the Coach, that's a tough one.
Yeah, you know it is. And our guys feel bad, and nobody feels worse than me sometimes, but our guys are really feeling the pain, and that's just part of that game. And, you got to tip your hat off to Dom when he made that impossible three-pointer in between some guys, probably even got fouled a little bit maybe, and it went in, and then everything just went south after that, so.
I guess that's where we start, because it seemed like even in the back and forth, nobody had a big lead. But as soon as Kimball threatened to make it a two-possession game, or even when they got the lead, you guys got it back out to four or six. And it seemed like it happened so quick. You're up 51-45. They get nine in a row.
Yeah. And we wanted
51-46, nine in a row.
Yeah, and we just wanted to stay aggressive because, you know, in the past we've been a little bit tentative and having things happen to us and turn it over and, you know, maybe put in the cooler a little bit more or whatever. But, you know, we had a nice aggressive layup attempt, and it just didn't go in. And then he comes down, and we're all over him and guarding him, and Thomas did a great job on him. And, you know, he buries it. And, you know, but that's the kind of players that you get when you start getting close to state tournament time. And, you know, you got the guys that come through, which he did, and you got the guys that kind of lay an egg. And, you know, there are a few of those around. But you got to tip your hat to Reeder and Dom. They really did a nice job. And then their support guys did a nice job, too.
Yeah, they went a long time with only three guys scoring. But then as the game progressed, you had Withrow hit a couple of buckets. You had Ferguson hit a couple of buckets. And you've been on the other end of that. You know that you just need that seventh, eighth, ninth guy to do something for you. And your guys did when you put them in there tonight.
Yeah, you know, Michael Bauer did a nice job coming in. And Dylan's always been steady. And Cody's been banged up and got an injury problem. And you know, and he hadn't practiced the last couple of days. So, those are tough things as a senior to sit there and watch that. And I feel bad for him. I feel bad for Thomas and Dylan, too. And, what we said after the game was it's hard to say, you know, we've had a great year and all this stuff, because we didn't get the number one thing we wanted to do, and that's to go to the state tournament. So, you know, great year, maybe great record. But great year or not. And none of these guys are, you know, going to listen to anybody say great anything about it, other than the fact that we had a nice record.
Talking with Coach Paul Baranek here for another minute, a one-point loss here. I'll have to ask you a question that I'm sure the fans will want. The last foul of the game, the referees didn't put any more time on the clock, and it was a very short discussion. You didn't really seem to have a chance to talk to them either.
No, they just ran off and said they were going to keep it at 1/10, and I thought, you know, most of the time, you know, every time I've been around this game, you know, those things are always added on. It always happens to us. They put a little bit of time on it. I would have made any difference, but sure been a lot better not to have to try to tip it in, maybe get a chance to throw it in. But, you know, that those things are, you know, we could have taken care of things long before that, and should have and didn't. And, and I feel bad for our players.
Well, Blake Cremosta had a heck of a game. We can talk about every single one of your boys because they've had, as you said, very good season, come up a bucket short of state.
Yeah.
But the game plan, it looked like for a while there, you guys came out, your game plan first quarter.
Yeah.
They switched defenses all night, and it seemed like the tempo went their way. But yet, 56-55, the points eventually got back in your
And our goal was the first team to 50, and we reached that because a lot of times teams win, first team to 50 wins in high school basketball. And that was our goal, just to push the tempo and play a fast-paced game. That's the only way we know how to do it. And to their credit, they broke a lot of the things and attacked it. And in some cases, that's where some of those role guys got some buckets, because we got lost on the other end. And, you know, we're taking that chance because you got two guys in there that are just beast as far as finishing around the hoop and all that. You know, it's tough for us to handle because we have one guy that plays on the court that's above 6 foot. Everybody else is 5'11 or shorter. And so a valiant effort by our guys, but again, disappointing.
And how did the fouls affect the game?
Not really anything. You know, Brady fouls out late, but you know, that's part of it.
Jake got a couple early.
Yeah,
kind
you know,
of offense, defense.
Yeah, and you know that I thought everybody that came in fact, probably helped us in some cases because we started to distance ourselves a little bit. So, you know, I really didn't think the fouls were that big of an issue. We handled it pretty good.
Well, you kind of said it all at the very beginning. It's always great following Ravenna basketball, and you're always gracious coming up with your time and win, lose, or draw. And again, 21-5, a lot of people will take it.
Absolutely. And, our guys are a little bit selfish and greedy on that end because, you know, they just have one mission, you know, and that's to make it a state. That's what we do at Ravenna. And we fell a little short today, but a valiant effort by our guys. I'm really proud of that.
Always a pleasure, Paul.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for coming up.
Always.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, it's going to be a tough bus ride home for the Ravenna Blue Jays, a game that I wouldn't say that they controlled, but they were ahead basically the whole game. And when they were behind, it was only a point or two until the very end of the game when Kimball did get a five-point lead and the final score, 56-55. Kimball wins his basketball game. But it was just weird how it took over. That Dom three was huge. Ravenna got the ball. They took a chance or took a drive, took a shot. As Coach Baronic said, it just didn't go in. Took a tough three that was contested after they fell behind and then had to foul. And then that's when Kimball got that two-possession lead. Cremosta drove, got the bucket, cut it to three, but not enough because they couldn't get that last three-pointer to go. A foul with 2.2 seconds to go. After they made the bucket, that driving layup, Kimball looked to get the ball in. They went for the home run ball to Colton Stoll, and Stoll was unguarded. He, interestingly enough, never really gathered the ball that well. Some people might have called it a walk or a carry. It was very close. I'm not going to say that it was or wasn't, because this game didn't come down to calls and non-calls, I didn't think. It was a tough, well-played game, and I don't want that to be the overview here. But he missed the layup, and Ravenna grabbed the basketball, and Coach Baronic usually lets his kids go instead of calling timeout and trying to set up, because you knew they had to take a three. And they were all over Cremosta. They were all over Siskowski. Tom got down into the right-hand corner, and as he was trying to probably force a three-pointer up, the foul was called. Tom goes to the line. He makes both free throws. And then Kimball had called a timeout before those free throws, so they didn't have any. So Ravenna tried to make him get a five-second call, which they didn't. They lobbed it into Dom. He was immediately fouled, and the clock operator here let it run all the way down to 0.1. And the difference there is, and I'll just put this in for one final thought, Ravenna still would have had to throw in something from half court. But if there's 1.5, probably is what there should have been, the free throw was missed, Ravenna got the rebound, they call a timeout, which they had, maybe you chuck it to half court, and at least you've got a chance to maybe throw one in and win the basketball game. But no more time was put on the clock, and you knew it was over at that time. Kimball wins it 56-55. And we will be back with a final thought and give you the other scores from around the state after this timeout.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Glad to have you along with us as we have some more exciting basketball. We're not done. They're in double overtime on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Double overtime going on between Sutton and Donovan Trumbull. That game was 8-6 at halftime.
It's 34-34. They're headed to the second overtime. Aurora leading Lexington 32-19 at the half. Grand Island Northwest beat Holdridge 54-39. Cozad beat Valentine 66-57. And Kearney Catholic has put together a winning streak here at the end of the season. And Kearney Catholic beats Grand Island Central Catholic 51-49. Central Catholic missed a three at the buzzer that would have won the ball game. And that is your final score. So great games there. Let's see if we can get you a couple more before we wrap things up here. We do want to remind you that tomorrow we've got another basketball triple header for you in Class D. We will be bringing you Kennesaw Elwood from Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits. Shelton Fullerton will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and that game will be coming your way from Grand Island Central Catholic. And then we will be bringing you Overton-Cambridge on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And that game is down in Holdridge. So there are some of the results for you as the plaques are being handed out, the pictures being taken here as the Kimball Longhorns pick up the win tonight. Elsewhere, Archbishop Bergen came back to beat Winnebago 65-58. Omaha Benson beat North Platte 42-31. Bennington was a winner over Blair, 61-45. And those are some of the other scores that we have from across the state. Now Aurora leading Lexington 45-30 as they go to the fourth quarter. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location at Ord. Now if you're thinking spring, Misco's will take care of you, whatever the sport may be. Misco Sports. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. District finals again tomorrow, and then the state girls tournament coming up this week. And we will be bringing you the Minden game against Lincoln Lutheran at 9 a.m., Kearney Catholic and Newman at 3:45 here on Classic Hits. On ESPN 1460, Kearney High and Omaha Benson, Thursday at 3:45. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Grand Island Northwest and Sydney at 9 a.m., Giltner and Crawford at 7 p.m., and also St. Cecilia takes on Dundee County Stratton on 12:30 a.m. KHAS at 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. If you can't get all that, just go to our website, PlatteRiverPreps.com, the podcast of any of our games up almost immediately after we sign off the air, so check that out as well. So to the Ravenna fans, it's always great following the Jays, but they come up short here tonight. Kimball rallies behind 24 points and 14 rebounds from Mike Dom in a 56-55 win over Ravenna. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying if you're looking for more basketball, check out Sutton Donovan Trumbull currently on the Breeze 94.5. Have a good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.